Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
The Holy Spirit work in my heart to be a pastor. And the Bible says that God anoints some to be apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers so that they can equip and prepare the saints for the work of service. Many years ago, I started to record teaching in the evening or in the studio, the title called Ministry Advice, for the pastor and leaders of different parts of the world to know how to serve the Lord successfully. Because sometimes the pastor make mistake and then make the church suffer. So whenever God give me the message to teach this pastor, I will put in the YouTube. Most of you never listen to this because I record outside the church in the studio or in the Sunday evening right around 7 p.m. So because this is for the pastor and for the servant of God all over the world, I just leave it in the YouTube and people come in and look and watch. I have made so many mistakes and I don't want to see my dearly brother and sister in the body of Christ make the same mistake like me. That's why we put all this ministry advice in the YouTube. And today I have one again that God spoke to me. Are you ready to hear the ministry advice? Let me read one passage of the scripture. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 to 9. Whoever corrects a mocker brings on insult. Whoever rebukes a wicked man incurs abuse. Do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Instruct a wise man and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man and he will add to his learning. From this scripture, we learn that nothing could sort out people more sharply and more quickly than their reaction to reproof, correction, and instruction. If a person gets angry when they receive correction or receive reproof or instruction, the Bible says that he is a mocker. And I hope you're not a mocker. And the Bible says that those who reject the correction, either from the Bible, from the Holy Spirit, from God, from church leaders, or even from your spouse or your kids, sometimes you make mistakes and somebody reproves you, correct you. The Bible called that those who receive the correction is a righteous man or a wise man. How many people want to be a wise man? I want to be a righteous man and a wise man. When a wise man is reproved or corrected or instructed, he will be grateful. He will respond in love and he wants to learn more. Correct me more. Tell me what to do. Love to be corrected. So from this scripture, each one of us will come to face these kind of questions in our life from time to time. Questions like this. How do I react to people's correction? Do I retaliate? Do I get mad? Do I reject and say it's not fair that you tell this to me? Are you responding in pride or you receive the correction? Are you going to change and repent and continue to grow? Or are you going to get mad, walk away, throw the correction words away and say, bye-bye, I don't want to see your face again? Remember this, your reaction to correction and to reproof is going to clearly indicate your inner character. It's the thing that proves who you are, what kind of Christian you are. Some people know a lot of Bible, but they're so prideful and they don't want to be corrected. And that is called a mocker or a wicked man. If you get angry and you reject the word of correction, you are not a wise man, a wise woman. I love to hear correction from people. I want to be a righteous man. I want to be a wise man. So be careful. Ask yourself every time if somebody talk to you and reproved you or try to instruct you something, you need to ask yourself, how I going to respond or react to that reproof and correction? How many people, again, say, I don't want to be a mocker? How many people say, I don't want to be a wicked man, wicked woman? How many people want to be a wise person? Amen. From now on, if Pastor Lau call you and say, I have something to tell you, are you going to hang up the phone? Are you going to receive the words of correction? Believe me, every one of us needs some correction. We all make mistakes. We have the blind spot in our life. We don't see many things that we do, and we all need some adjustment and correction off and on, including me. I need correction too. Sometimes my kids correct me. Sometimes my wife correct me, and they say, yes, dear. Thank you for correcting me. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to look in the book of Proverbs together and help us, Lord, that we will be wise, we will be humble to receive correction. And at the same time, Lord, we will discern the character and spirit of people, that we will not, Lord, bring correction to people who are wicked and who will reject the words of correction, Father. We will be led by the Spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you like this one. Hallelujah.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. Still,